All right, holy hell. The sequence of events that took place last night is rather mind-blowing, and I want to walk through it in a very simple manner, because for the second time in the past week, the United States and Iran exchanged fire during what we're still supposed to be calling a ceasefire, quote-unquote ceasefire, but I think it's anything but that. When Israel is relentlessly striking Lebanon, Lebanon strikes back. When 16 people were killed in Lebanon overnight by Israel at the same time that the United States is aggressing on Iran, that is not a ceasefire in my eyes, even if this administration wants to declare it one. On top of that, Donald Trump is getting increasingly desperate as the United States is running out of a lot of our missile capacity. The CSIS is saying that one-third to one-half of our precision stockpiles and our interceptor stockpiles have been used on this war. Every single missile that we use, wasting it on Iran, is one less missile that Russia or China has to potentially worry about in their authoritarian aggressive posture as well. So we have a lot to break down. I do want to walk you through the sequence of events that took place in a very simple way. If you appreciate these videos, then you can hit the like button below to help boost the message. We've got a lot of cool new content coming out in the near future, so subscribe to join the community. And let's just start here. I want to start with this clip of Donald Trump hosting a cabinet meeting just a few hours before the United States and Iran began exchanging blows last night. Donald Trump was talking about Oman, which is one of our allies in the Middle East, actually, one of our oldest Arab allies, and threatened to blow up Oman. This was right after he confused Iran and Venezuela, and then a few hours after this happened, the United States struck Iran, and Iran returned fire at one of our other allies, Kuwait. So just think about how much less safe the entire global order is, and everybody on the globe is. If you're a U.S. citizen, you're almost certainly struggling with some sort of economic damage right now, unless you're in the richest of the rich class, right? Like, everybody I know is really struggling with these increased prices, especially gas prices. If you are somebody in Lebanon, then you're getting struck basically on a biweekly basis by Israel with no discretion whatsoever. If you are in Oman or Kuwait or any of these countries, you're more worried. If you're in Europe, you're worried at the looming threat of Russia. If you're in Eastern Europe, you're even more worried because Russia is just absolutely out of its mind. Now, Ukraine is making some ground back, but the other day, Sergey Lavrov, the foreign minister for Russia, called Marco Rubio and got Marco Rubio to evacuate a bunch of U.S. citizens out of Kyiv because Russia was threatening it more. So just to back up, everybody is less safe right now because we are being humiliated, and this is what Donald Trump does.
He's going to control its international waters, and Oman will behave just like everybody else, so we'll have to blow him up. They understand that. They'll be fine.
What is he talking about here? As Greg points out, we are so far into Mad King territory that the White House may not even bother to clarify whether Trump confused Oman with Iran or if he's actually threatening to bomb Oman. Either way, both of those are absolutely deranged. We are quite literally into Mad King territory. I guess this is a good place to start off in regards to running you through the sequence of events that happened last night. Now, I decided to hit the gym last night and come back and try to unplug and watch a movie. And then I started getting all of the notifications of what was happening. So I was taking mental notes, but I had to definitely wake up this morning and scramble through all of the events and make sure I had it lined up. But it's important to point out that Israel took this opportunity, took this moment to continue to escalate its strikes on Lebanon. So Israel saw that the United States and Iran were exchanging blows, and they said, all right, this is our opportunity to hop back in and escalate once again with Lebanon. It's just very sickening. The Israeli Air Force carried out a strike moments ago on a residential building in the Lebanese capital of Beirut. And OSINT says, in case it wasn't already clear, whatever ceasefire agreement may have previously existed in Lebanon has since long collapsed. Yeah, I mean, all of the ceasefire agreements seem pretty meaningless at this point, but here's a sequence of events that happened last night. The United States, for the second time in the past week, carried out strikes near the Strait of Hormuz, targeting the Bandar Abbas port, which is a port city right off of the strait. They struck it a few days ago, saying that it was self-defense. We were defending ourselves. But as we pointed out on the show, you can't spend months and months claiming you destroyed their navy, their air force, and their missile capabilities, and then tell the American people that we're defending ourselves from their missile capabilities, their Air Force, and their Navy. You can't have both of these. One of those is a lie. So I'm guessing the United States is striking, trying to intimidate, number one. Number two, potentially trying to stop them from laying mines in the Strait, because they do have the IRGC Navy still. So the United States carried out strikes near the Strait of Hormuz, targeting Iranian drones and boats that were dropping mines, and just trying so desperately to find an off-ramp and open the strait. Iran then retaliated, which is what Iran is supposed to do. They retaliated, and they said they targeted an American airbase connected to those U.S. strikes, and they tried to strike Kuwait. They launched a ballistic missile towards Kuwait, but thankfully, U.S. CENTCOM said that it was intercepted by Kuwaiti forces. I say thankfully because I don't want anyone to get hurt. It's always awful when people get hurt. Kuwait then condemned that as a dangerous escalation, and a bunch of countries came together and were essentially like, guys, we need to stop. A bunch of countries are now rallying behind Kuwait, and I'm pretty sure all of these Gulf countries in the Middle East are incredibly pissed off at Donald Trump, because every single week he's like got some new bullshit about the Strait of Hormuz or about these crazy escalatory attacks. And then when Iran threatens back, Iran is not threatening us. Like, they're not threatening the United States. They launch missiles at our proxies, our allies in the Middle East. So before you know it, the UAE and Qatar and all of these countries are getting struck and pulled into our BS. So the Middle Eastern countries all rally behind Kuwait, which makes sense. Then at the exact same time overnight, this is what I was trying to point out. The exact same time overnight, Israel begins to escalate strikes in Lebanon, using this as an opportunity to mask escalatory strikes. We have a bunch of really sickening reports here. Israel has committed another massacre in Lebanon. A drone strike targeting a vehicle an hour ago on the highway reportedly killed a mother, father, and their two children. This type of stuff is incredibly, incredibly sickening. And that type of stuff is what happens. Here's how U.S. CENTCOM reported on everything the night after. They said, quote, at 10:17 p.m. on May 27th, Iran launched a ballistic missile towards Kuwait that was successfully intercepted by Kuwaiti forces. This egregious ceasefire violation by the Iranian regime occurred hours after Iranian forces launched 5 one-way attack drones that posed a clear threat in and near the Strait of Hormuz. All right. This is such an inversing of reality. Who are they claiming broke the ceasefire? It feels like the United States keeps firing every few days, and then Iran will either lay mines or launch drones or fire back, which, by the way, neither side should be escalating like this. But if we're going to fire at them, then yeah, they're going to fire back. And then we claim that they broke the ceasefire. It doesn't make sense. Quote, all drones were successfully intercepted by U.S. forces, which also prevented a 6th drone launch from an Iranian ground site in Bandar Abbas. U.S. Central Command and regional partners remain vigilant and measured as we continue to defend our forces and interests from unjustified Iranian aggression. You know what really, really pisses me off about all of this? Number one, the countless lives that have been lost for absolutely nothing. What is the point of all of this firing? Number two, the economic damage, of course, pisses me off. But something else that just kind of hits me is that I was patronized for months and months. You guys were all patronized by proxy on social media, by people saying that we didn't trust the plan. They said we were anti-American, that we hated our troops if we were asking, you know, rational questions about this. They would say rather patronizing things to us, acting like we couldn't ask questions in our best interest. Like we didn't have the agency to be like, wait a minute, hold off. Over and over and over, we were condescended for asking questions about this war. And it turns out that it was not a 4 to 6 week war. It turns out that when Donald Trump launched this on February 28th of 2026, he was unknowingly launching a probably 6, 12, maybe 18-month conundrum that will affect the oil markets, that will continue to hurt U.S. consumers across the globe, and that will take us farther and farther from our goals. Every single memorandum of understanding, which is like the negotiation framework that is released or leaked out to the public, has been so disproportionately beneficial for the Iranians. Basically, they'll open the strait, but then have a toll on ships. The United States will end the war, remove our ships, remove our troops. The United States will no longer strike, and Iran just has to promise to maybe start negotiations on nuclear facilities. But mind you, these negotiations were already happening 3 months ago, before we struck. It's basically 3 months ago exactly, right? Yeah, it's May 28th, and we began this war on February 28th. So 3 months into this war, we are now vindicated. The people who called us anti-American are the ones who are now on their back foot having to explain why this is turning into another endless conundrum in the Middle East. It is sickening, despicable, and for all the people in my audience who have spent the past 2 decades seeing a bunch of headlines about the U.S. and the Middle East and Afghanistan and Iraq, and for all the people who have watched the headlines slowly turning into a grinding counterinsurgency where U.S. troops are stuck in the Middle East for a while, now is our time. Now is our time to have a voice, to talk about this, to work for a better America, to work for a better globe. And I know it seems far away sometimes, but better days are coming. I promise you. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video. And peace out.